This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Our citizens could be healthy for pennies a day. Literally for pennies a day.
The Health Ranger Report.
It is easy to prevent disease. The only reason that we don't tend to prevent disease in our society today is because there's no money in it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You got to stop buying things from Amazon.com. They're wiping out the entire retail infrastructure at the local level. And you may know that I've spoken before about how centralization of power is always bad and decentralization is good. In other words, you want your food to be local. You want your laws to be local. You want states' rights. You want local government, right? You don't want to be told what to do from feds from far away who don't know your local issues. You want local farms and food redundancy at the local level. We talk about eat local, right? Well, you should also shop local, because here's what's happening if you don't. Amazon.com is exterminating the retail business at the local level. They're putting everybody out of business, even like Barnes & Noble, you know, the bookstores that are such a wonderful place to go and browse for books, right? Just a relaxing atmosphere, and you can browse around, you can read books, buy books, check things out. That's going to be gone probably soon because of Amazon.com. Because Amazon is a monopolistic monster. It's a retail giant, but more than that, they are very monopolistic and predatory in their practices, because Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, is also the owner of the fake news rag called the Washington Post, which knowingly fabricates false news all the time. Not just about Donald Trump, but about everything from vaccines to GMOs, you name it. It's the same guy at the top, you know, Dr. Evil. Sometimes he's called Jeff Bezos. He's an evil person, and he's got a lot of power. I think he's almost the wealthiest person in the world at this point, or close to it. And he's got all this retail power. He's got all this editorial power in terms of the Washington Post. He's got a lot of power, and he's using it to shore up his own power at the expense of everybody else. So he doesn't respect the idea of local decentralized retailers. He just wants to put them out of business and make Amazon.com the dominant retailer everywhere. Now, why does this matter to you? Well, you're losing your culture. You're losing your local towns. You're losing your local economy. But even more importantly, you're also losing the infrastructure that you'll need in a collapse. Any kind of an emergency, you know, a natural disaster, an economic collapse, a grid down scenario, a war. Your local businesses are an infrastructure of logistics for product inventory, product delivery, for e-commerce transactions, or just cash transactions for that matter. All of your local stores serve a very important function for redundancy in your society. And when you put them all out of business by shopping at Amazon, then you create poverty at the local level, you eliminate that infrastructure, you eliminate the logistics, you eliminate the redundancy, you are taking away your backup plan, so to speak, for where to buy things that really matter. You know, like, I don't know, shoes and hats and all the things that Amazon sells are being eliminated from your local stores. Now, Amazon doesn't sell guns, so you still have local gun shops, thank goodness, because that's also important for community defense and even national defense. And Amazon will never sell guns because you can't buy guns on the internet. So that's safe. And Amazon doesn't sell a lot of food yet, because food spoils in shipment and so on. People like to touch and see the food, you know, check out the avocados, check out the oranges. And so food doesn't sell very well online. So you'll still have local grocery stores. And certain appliances don't sell very well online because they're large and heavy and they need, you know, shipment and delivery. So we're talking like washers and dryers and refrigerators, that kind of thing. There will always be local retailers for that. But a lot of the local stuff that you used to buy, even like electronics, for example, it's all getting wiped out, replaced by Amazon, you know, plumbing parts, even all kinds of things. So the lesson in all of this is I want you to consciously join me in making a decision to avoid buying things on Amazon.com, even if they're less expensive there. I was buying, just the other day, I was buying an ultrasonic cleaner for parts for my laboratory. And I made the conscious decision to buy that from MidwayUSA.com instead of Amazon.com. Even though it cost me, I think, $60 more. Why did I do that? Because I want that money to go to Midway USA. I don't want it to go to Amazon.com. Because I want to support with my dollars the retailers that are not evil. That, I hope that makes instant sense to everybody. So every time you buy something through Amazon, you are supporting evil. Just like every time you use Google as a search engine, you're supporting evil. We have got to do our part now to stop these evil corporations from dominating our lives, dominating our search engine results, dominating our social media, you know, Facebook and the Zuckerberg evil, you know, Twitter and the censorship there, YouTube, all the censorship and demonetization there. We have all got to do our part to prevent these domineering evil organizations from, you know, taking over, which is what they're doing right now. So join me, make a conscious decision, and we'll stop these monopolists. And thank you for listening. You can check out more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.